Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Today's intense. I'm giving you a major warning. Today's intense. I cannot stress this enough. This is gonna be intense. So many people don't believe that evil in humanity exists. So, okay. I'm ready to jump into this. Mikey Mike.
Dude, what's up?
How are you? Okay.
I'm great.
Everything's good here. I hope you're well.
Dude, went for a bike ride and a swim this morning. I'm set.
I did too. I played pickleball for like 2.5 hours. I think I lost 10 pounds. Pickleball is so addicting because I figured out it's like there's millions of people that couldn't win at anything and always wanted to win either in sports or wherever. Mm-hmm. And a pickleball opens up that playing field. You know how frustrating it is to be, I'm in decent shape. I play baseball. I'm in decent shape. Athletic wise, I can move around. You know how annoying it is to lose to people that are in their 70s and like 81 and hunched over and they're just whooping my, it's baffling. It's baffling. Anyway, so we're going to, we got a sick bunker today. Okay. My glasses are going to have to go on, and I have to do the warning. The warning is, none of it, I have no clue what facts are. I'm not saying anything that's going to happen today is factual or not. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. We're just saying this is people hanging out, and we see things, and we just talk about it, and we give our theories. I'm not saying anything is fact for all of YouTube or whoever's going to be watching today. These are characters. I'm playing a bunker character that's always checking out. However, today's intense. I'm giving you a major warning. Today's intense. All right? Now, I contemplated today for a while. And I saw what I'm going to present to you quite a while ago, and I'll let you join in, and use your own thoughts. But I saw this a while ago, and then I found it again and again, and then I saw it again, and I just. So I'm going to warn you, I cannot stress this enough. This is going to be intense. It's intense. And whether we believe it or not, because we're in the bunker, that's why we're in the bunker. Hey, it was just characters showing crazy videos. I'm not saying they're real. But today's intense. And why I contemplate on this is because still so many people don't believe that evil in humanity exists. And I know for a fact it does. And I know for a fact there are men that will do, fathers that will do horrific things to their own bloodline children. I know that for a fact, unfortunately. And I won't get into that right now. Not mine. Not my father. But I know for a fact. So, okay, I'm ready to jump into this. We're going to play a couple videos. The first one, bunker down hard. I cannot underestimate this to you enough. Okay? I can't underestimate what I'm going to show you right now. And she, again, we don't know. Fact, blah, blah, blah. I'm not saying this is real. I'm not saying it's fact. Okay? Now, I need my two bunker buddies today. I have two bunker buddies. Of course, Mr. Shaka is here. Jabo.
What's up?
He's got his glasses. Does Clay
I can't
know
do it.
I know it's really hard.
I can't see anything. What's going on?
How you been, brother?
I'm good. I'm really busy on many fronts, which is awesome. Singing my ass off. I'm actually recording some new songs, which I'm kind of excited about. It's fun, beachy, summery stuff.
I can't
it's
wait.
Be awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I have one of my big followers. She's getting some friends to come see you.
Awesome.
She reached out to me. She's like, you know what? A couple of us out here in Long Island, we're going to go see Shaka perform. Like, that is so freaking cool.
I might be like in the wintertime. I might actually be going down the East Coast, like down to Florida, you know, hit Myrtle Beach and all those beach towns and eventually land in Florida. So I'll put that on,
please.
Well, JimmyShaka.com and The World According to Shaka on Telegram and yep. Facebook and all that stuff.
Great.
That would be awesome.
Quick question. Have you even seen the first video that we're going to show in the bunker today?
The child actor.
No.
Okay. I didn't have time to watch, but it's good because I'll get a fresh. Great. I'll be fresh.
Great. Yeah. I like that better. I like that better. We're not talking about Ricky Schroeder yet. We will. Hopefully we'll get to him.
Okay.
And then
just don't tell anybody.
The first time in the bunker, he's normally not. Well, yeah, he's invited to the bunker. I invited him to the bunker. I thought he'd be an incredible bunker guy. So let's bring on Mr. Clay Clark from the Reawaken American Tours. What's up, Clay?
Hey, wow. I appreciate you guys bringing me on a show that's going to be intense, like we're at an old school revival or a Reawaken America tour event, Jim. So it's intense.
It is. Shaka, by the way, I got to bring you one of these events. You will.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'll love it. You'll love it. Which, by the way, Roseanne reached out to me, and I guess she's coming to reached out to me today, and she's like, "Are you going to Vegas?" And I'm like, "Absolutely." So she's excited to be part of that. I'm excited to see her.
You got to play something, bro. We'll get you on the stage, play a little bit that summer beach music in Vegas.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'll get him out there even just to hang. It'll be really cool. All right. So, like I said, for everyone, I like to put on my sunglasses. This is what I do for the bunker. To let YouTube know,
hey, he's got his glasses on.
Just a character. I'm not going to say.
All right, we're all wearing glasses.
Clay, are you ready? I don't think you saw this first video I'm going to play. I did put it up there a couple minutes ago. Yeah. But I'm going to show you, and then we're going to take our theory on this. Stop right there. Did you hear what they said?
Yep.
They said he holds our hands with the knife. Helson doing it. Who else does? The teacher. And then the teacher comes on. And you, am I crazy? If I'm accused of stabbing a human being, let alone sacrificing, the dad is just like, the father said, I'm not really sure what to say about it. And now when do you see the teacher? She's just like, this is the key opponent where everyone needs to listen to. She keeps saying the judge found us. Judge. Maybe the judge gets paid. Maybe the judge is part of the billions, millions of dollars possibly being made for this sick, twisted individuals that also go into a broader thing. Because you hear a lot about this. Ricky Schroeder has a video out right now talking about it. So for all those people that go, oh, you know, that's crazy. Is it? Are you going to watch this video and deny what you're watching? Watch how this woman reacts and tries to make herself innocent, where these children just basically said, they guide us with the knife. And then they wiggle it. They chop off the head. This is... do either one of you honestly think they're lying?
If you're lying, now this is again where I'm just telling you, kind of inner dialogue here.
I want you to be honest. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So my initial again is now I want to be mad at you. So correct, now correct. What I wanted is because you presented me with the information that goes against my held belief that this could not happen, right? Because I take my kids to church on Sunday. I come to my office. We live on 40 acres. You've been to my place, Jim. Camp Clark. We're not around these people. So my initial reaction, I'm not saying it's the way I should, is I want to go, oh, you're sick. And your musician friend is sick too. And your show's sick. And you're, you know, because that's, but it seems, but what the kids said and how they said it, as disturbing as it is, it seems accurate.
But that's kind of a natural reaction, right?
But yes.
So what I'm saying, his reaction is like a lot of people's natural reaction. So it's kind of good that we're getting these perspectives, right?
Agreed.
Like, a lot of people are going to go, oh, you're crazy. Conspiracy. Come on. Where did you hear that? I don't believe that. I can't deal with that. All right. All that. But I think it's been drip, drip, drip over the past, let's say, 4 years.
Yes.
It's been coming out. And I don't think the people were ever ready or ever will be ready to hear it.
No.
But we're probably as ready as we've ever been right now.
I agree with you to a degree, right? But I know for a fact a lot of people not gonna be able to handle this. And again, this is why, you know, I know I'm gonna see the comments through the roof. But when you watch this, now watch the teacher who's been accused as part of the murdering and sacrificing. The children's said sacrificing. And don't pretend sacrificing has not been around for you. In my last band, my bassist studied theology, and he was talking about sacrifices. He goes, I don't know why everyone thinks it's such a like bizarre thing. It's been going on since the beginning of time. He goes, just that we pretend it doesn't exist anymore. I'm like, what are you talking about? We'd have these long, he goes, you know, these people and these people and these people. He goes, but it's too much for us to understand. Mm-hmm. All right, now listen to what she's accused of and listen and look very closely at her emotions. I don't know about you, but if I was accused of helping sacrifice people, this is the last way I'd act. Watch this. It's okay. It's okay.
Hold on a second.
Yeah. Yeah. What's up, Jim?
I don't know who this woman is that's interviewing him.
Yeah.
And you know, you have to also consider she might be kind of in the loop too.
No.
Hold on a second, right? Yeah. And I'm wondering how many takes did he do of this? How many takes?
Exactly. You know what I mean? Well, good. Finish what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, you need to be crying, you know, like, is there a director telling him more emotion? Let's do it again.
Cut. You know cut. What I mean? Right. Cut. If I'm the director, I'm going, Listen, Johnny, we're talking about, have you seen, I like how the other lady's like, we are very pleased that the judge found this inequivocally baseless. How can you watch that video and go, this is baseless? Which they, by the way, these are just small clips. I haven't showed you the whole clip yet. There's more coming. And boy, do they go in detail. These kids Yeah, go ahead, Clay.
I wanted to chime in something that Shaka said that, you know, is, you know, an earlier comment, you know, this topic would be totally not in my peripheral if it wasn't for Target. Last night, I have a family of five kids, and the conversation that my kids are having is, they're, you know, 13, 14, 15, all the kids, we have five kids, and they're going, why does Target have a satanic designer who's now designing their transgender apparel? Why is that happening? And then you had Balenciaga showed up in the peripheral. You had the Grammys with Sam Smith showed up in the peripheral. And the satanic, this is a real thing, and we're a pro-life family, but the satanic temple actually sued, I'll pull this up real quick, the satanic temple sued to defend their religious rights to abortions. So this is wild, okay? So everyone can look this up right now. You just type in Google, the satanic temple sues Indiana and Idaho to protect their members' access to abortion. So you're starting to see the satanic temple is now sponsoring abortion clinics, back to that comment about sacrifice. So again, these things that even maybe 4 weeks ago, I would have said, I mean, 8 weeks ago, the news is happening so fast. I would have said, you're nuts. It's in my living room. I didn't know we were going to talk about this today. In my living room last night, I'm a father trying to raise my kids. My kids are asking me about this. And so again, it's now within the realm of reason for people to believe now that this may happen.
There you go. Now, and we haven't even touched Epstein's Island. That's another thing. It's just, that's like a whatever. So not, so the father clearly added, how many times, they accused me of saying I was part of a cult and just, and the other woman goes, hey, thank God the judge found us. Well, right. Clearly, who's the judge? And she goes, I like how she said this. They were more worried about the internet, how fast the internet spread what everyone saw. And I'm telling you, I saw it a lot long ago. So somehow they got it and someone else re-got it. Watch. Okay, let's watch your
own. You know, before you get into it, when whoever interviewed the woman at the court, you know, the teacher, she goes, so there's no truth to this? She goes, well, we're very pleased that the judge said this is inadequate. So there's no truth to it. We're very pleased that the judge said this is all a lie.
Thank you for picking up on that. And that is the miracle voodoo trick that not only we all here in the States deal with that with mass media, it's a voodoo trickery of words. So people like, oh, she asked her multiple times exactly what you just said. I'm so glad you just picked up on that. Her exact words were, well, the judge found it. Good pickup. All right. Yeah, I'd love to scroll past this guy, but go ahead.
He didn't say, the kids didn't say cooking. It's, he might have slipped right there.
They did mention.
They did say eating. They said we eat the babies.
And just so we're clear, Bill Gates during Easter, during the lockdown, he featured Marina Abramovich as the main character during the Easter Microsoft commercial. And Marina Abramovich, again, the main character during the Easter Microsoft lockdown commercial. And Marina Abramovich is what we call a spirit cooker. And so if you go to Amazon, the woman's written books on it. And if you go to DuckDuckGo and just type in spirit cooking and click on images, you can see her and Lady Gaga and Jay-Z and the whole group there. They're working on this spirit cooking thing. You see Marina and Zelensky's, you know,
blood
everywhere. If you just go to DuckDuckGo and look for spirit cooking, you can see it. So
it's dark and it's real. And she doesn't hide it.
Right. She celebrates, writes books about it. And on her website, it's called art. You got to be careful if you go to her website. But on her website, she lists the art. And the art is, it's just demonic. It's demonic.
It's pretty demonic. It's pure. It doesn't give you a good fit. It's my feelings like, ooh, I'm in the presence of pure evil. All right, go ahead. this kid names names. And did you hear the details of what that kid talked about?
Mm-hmm.
And this is, I'm not sure where to go with all this, but I'm telling you, is the public ready? If this is 100% true, is the public ready to recognize that your favorite politician, your favorite pop star, your favorite actor, your judge in your county are part of a twisted, dark, demonic thing that's been around for quite a while, but now is starting to slowly get exposed, where most people still stay in the corner of, oh, this is all conspiracy. Is it when you're looking at it right in the face? Is it when you have Ricky Schroeder? Ricky Schroeder?
See, I think it's like if somebody dies, you're like, I got to break the news. When do you break the news?
When do you break the news?
When do you break the news?
That's the question.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
One thing, Jim, that I struggled with is I'm 42 now. When I was 25, 26, 24, 22, all that, I had built a massive entertainment company that I don't own anymore, but we were doing 4,000 weddings a year. And when you play a lot of the songs over and over and over, you got two things. Either you can go mentally dormant as an entertainer, or you can show a little bit better. So I'm trying to make every show a little bit better. And as I'm driving to the shows, I would listen to the songs in advance to kind of get my playlist going. And I'm going, what is this song about?
Mm.
And I'm going, what? And I start to see a lot of Jay-Z songs. I'm like, what is the symbolism all about? What are we doing here? What's that? I start to see Lady Gaga in concert vomiting in the mouth of somebody else. And I'm going, what's going on? I start to look at what's the album cover artwork about? Why do all these people show up with an eye that has been blacked? Why do they have a blackened, like they almost got punched all in one eye? What is going on?
All on the same side, by the way. Pretty much 99% of them are the same side.
So I sold, you know, the business. And I, with all this craziness, I don't want to get you banned off of YouTube, but all this stuff we're living through right now.
Well, we don't know if this is all real or not. This is why we call it the bunker, Clay.
Just with all the things that are happening around us in the bunker, outside of the bunker, I made a conscious decision to stop listening to music unless I knew what the lyrics meant. I know it seems stupid, but I mean, so I stopped and I just replaced every song on my playlist in my office where we have hundreds of employees with music that is a pro Christ or pro truth or pro, you know, and I started going, wow, some of the music I was putting into the ear may have been Luciferian. You know, Satan, the great musician, was putting music in the air everywhere, and it's lascivious, it's sexual, it's violent, and it's a subliminal. And I didn't even realize how toxic the music was, because the beats per minute allowed it to be tolerable, and to listen to these Luciferian ideas, it became tolerable because we like the beat.
I'm going to stop you there for a second.
Yeah.
we can say Lucifer all we want, because at the end of the day, it is dark, it is demonic, and doesn't have a good intention. However, we are fools to deny that it that is purposely controlled and purposely programmed. Who are the controllers? And who are the programmers? And I don't know about now, this is just Bunker, but I'm gonna go. I know for a fact the last 2 years there's been some serious people barking about this and who they might be. And boy, were they shut down quick. Right. So who, I'm just gonna ask you, the listener, who controls the music industry? Who controls the style of music? Who controls how it's marketed? Who gets to rise to the top? Because those are real individuals. So we could say they, and it's dark, and yeah, it is dark. It's pretty demonic. When you start looking at music back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, you know what? They were selling their voices. They were selling the songs. Somewhere along the line, they sold sex, violence, hatred, thug, disturbing material. What you watch every day is just soft porn and demons. They don't even try to hide the demonic symbols anymore.
Yeah, right.
But to me, the real important thing that everyone has to rise up to, maybe some of our history doesn't, is not what we think it is. Because if the media and our history books are a lie, well, then how far do the lies go? And so where do we look? Do we look at the music, what you said, Marina and Jay-Z and blah, blah, blah. And I ain't saying that Jay-Z's, but I've seen him do this multiple times. I've seen him in the video with the spirit cooker. I've seen Lady Gaga with the spirit cooker. I went to Vegas and watched Lady Gaga's line of meat clothing. I saw it. I saw the vomiting, that ritual, the very ritual of her gagging on another woman in a sexual, and then vomiting on the person, and they're dancing. So I just want people to know, as crazy as you may think this Bunker may be, and again, I don't want to focus on this. It just, I want to make you aware, because at the end of the day, no matter how dark, no matter how evil, light and truth and love will conquer all of this. It already is, and it's going to. Mark my word. Yeah. Now, yes, the devil will fight fiercely, fiercely with all his weapons, but God is way more powerful. The light is more powerful. Love is more powerful. So I just want you to know that too.
Here's hold on a second, a little funny, little comedy relief here. This all reminded me when I was a kid. My sister, 2 years older than me, right? So she's maybe 16, I'm 14, and she loved disco, right? Disco is big. So you just hear all the disco coming out of her room.
Yeah.
Right. And she'd always crank it up, you know. And then my dad never said anything. She listened to it, right? And then one day she puts on this record, right, a 45. She puts on Push in the Bush. And all of a sudden my dad's like, whoa, hold on a second. Nah. I don't like that one. She's like, what? It's just a song.
Yeah, I do think it got more aggressive in the 80s with MTV. MTV, right. I'm looking back at all the music videos, and they really were pushing nothing but sex. Men to look like women. And men to look like women.
Right.
That was, and that controlled an entire teenage generation. That controlled an entire, just like what a phone does to this generation.
Right.
MTV did that to us.
Remember that scene from Tommy Boy, where Chris Farley, you know, he's supposed to be taking over his dad's business and he can't quit goofing off. And they're like, what are you doing over there? And he's dodging cranes. The cranes are flying by. I was just checking the specs on the M-line, you know, and he got, you know, busted just kind of. I think at this point, some of the symbolism is so in our face and so obvious. I mean, if anybody just does a search today on Google for just type in Google Chrome logo 666, CERN logo 666, HR, the legislation, HR 666. You type in Gates patent W02020060606. You type in the World Economic Forum logo 666. At this point, it's so in your face. If you ask, it's like you get the you get that Chris Farley reaction. You'd say, you know, Klaus Schwab, what's up with the logo, man? Why did you do the 666 theme? And it's like, I was just checking the specs on the M line, you know, because it's just so in your face. At this point, it's just,
but that's wild. Good. That's good. Go ahead.
It is. I think it is good.
It's coming to the surface.
It is coming. That's the saying, dark to light. And I think the more people see it, and a lot of people not going to see it right away and understand it right away. Ignore the symbolisms, and it is us that would control the universe, and soon we will have chips into every human being, but there will be no spirituality, and we humans, as we once know it, will no longer once exist. There'll just be me, once my seven once friends, and we will live and suck on all the blood of the humans and the babies and live happily once ever after.
Okay.
All right. So
now yeah, you know what? One more thing before we go on. This all reminds me that when one of the very first things Trump did when he got into office, he goes, the act of human trafficking and child trafficking is horrendous. And I am going to put legislation, right, to stop the horrendous human trafficking. And he did all kind of laws and legislations, right? He says, I'm going to go after all of them. That's all of this stuff.
That's when he kicked off the media attack, because he was going after exposing the source of their power and blackmail and all these things. President Trump went right after what you just said is one of the most profound things I've ever heard, and very few people see it, but that's what people can say what they want to say about President Trump, but he went after the topic, the interest, and the focal point of Team Satan.
Yes,
100%. A matter of fact, know what I'd love to find? He made that very clear. Very clear. And of course, that's when I started really watching, because then they did an onslaught. Like, it was nuclear all out.
Right.
We need to crush this human being and all his following.
Human trafficking, yeah.
During the thick of COVID, and maybe we can find this in post, I will never forget this. You know, every day he's giving it. One of them, he came in, had nothing to do with COVID. He talked about we just saved a woman. And I want to say it was like from Peru or whatever. And he said she came from horrific conditions. We saved her. And he was referring to her being sex trafficked, and they saved her. And not one reporter said, "What are you talking about?" They went, "Well, what are you going to do about the numbers?" And what they did everything. Right. And I sat there, my wife going, "You just heard what I just heard, right? You just heard him live talking about saving a woman
right
from being trafficked. And nobody's mentioning this."
Jim, there was one interview where President Trump was asked the question of, what are your thoughts on these conspiracy theorists that say that you're trying to come out against and fight against the pedophile elite?
Yes.
And he goes, "I think that's a good thing to stop pedophiles," right?
He goes, "Is that a bad thing?"
Right.
I'm all for helping people. That's what he said.
"I'm all for helping people." And they said, "What do you think of this Q?" They named it the Q, these QAnons. who, and let me tell you something. When mass news is bringing up something, that means they're scared to death. These QAnons are saying that people are sacrificing babies and trafficking people. And he goes, and they're clearly fans of yours. And he goes, stopping trafficking? Is that, you know, he says, is that a bad thing? It was brilliant. Because they were trying to get him in that world. And there was nothing, even the fake Biden come out. It's like, they think, why would he acknowledge the fake Biden go, you know, they say that Democrats are eating babies and trafficking people. Why would a sitting so-called president, which he clearly is not, say, even acknowledge something like that?
Interject one thing. One thing I wanted to say, because I have to rebuke you here and argue with you on your own show, because I'll probably never get invited back. According to the mainstream media, which is always accurate, the mainstream media that Joe Biden received many more votes than Barack Obama. Now, when Obama ran, they had the hope and the change and the posters and the logo, and every celebrity was in favor of him, and he was a great speaker. Even if you don't like Obama, he was a gifted speaker or communicator. He would get standing ovations all the time.
Sure.
You're trying to tell me that Joe Biden isn't more popular than Obama was? Come on.
Oh, no.
I mean, Biden's the most popular president of all time. This guy is, an incredible speaker. I mean, he's an incredible walker speaker, always organized, very detailed.
I truly don't think he's even alive anymore. I don't even know what I'm
he's watching. Not.
I don't know if that's it. And again, this is Bunker Dog. I don't know if he's, I don't know if it's AI. I don't know if it's a robot. I don't know what it is.
It's incredible what it is. That's why people love it so much.
We all have a truth detector built into us, We have a truth detector. We have a bullshit detector. All right.
That's right.
We can smell bullshit.
That's
all right.
Right?
I'm sorry, but
no,
like that right. Little kid, my truth detector was going off. She was telling the truth.
My truth detector. And again, I didn't play the whole video. There's another whole video that is where they're being interviewed by an officer, and it is he goes, all right, pretend this is, he's like, pretend this is the baby, and they imitate not only what happens and what they're told to do, and then so nonchalant, the girl literally acts out what she then does with the body, and then the guy goes, what about the blood? He goes, no, you got to cut it a certain way so it won't splatter. It is, for a child of that age to speak in such detail, Children are the sponges of the earth. They are the most purest form that God gives us. It's just like watching Star Wars. When to me, one of the most powerful scenes is when Obi-Wan goes to Yoda because he can't find a certain galaxy because he knows there's this galaxy where, by the way, that galaxy is making a clone army where they have millions of kids that are clones that they're training to launch out into the world for the next war. So in this scene, Obi-Wan is looking for him and he goes to Yoda. And Yoda is teaching children. And literally, he goes, children, seems that... Master Obi-Wan has lost a galaxy. Does anyone have answers? And they go, I went here. And the kid just simply goes, well, if the galaxy exists, and it's not in the system, then clearly someone erased it for the system. And then all Yoda does is go, the mind of a child, so pure. So real, so innocent, whatever exact words were. This child, in my bunker opinion, as this character, is pure, talking about real, dark, demonic things that do exist, that have existed, will continue to exist until we all wake up and start acknowledging. Now, let's end on a good note. First of all, thank you both for coming. Shaka, where can people find you?
The World According to Shaka, S-H-A-K-A, at Telegram, or just Jimmy Shaka on Truth Social, and jimmyshaka.com. Yeah.
And of course, Clay, I think people know where to find you, but where would you like
Well, they're going to find me stateside with you and Roseanne and Eric Trump and Cash Patel and Team America at the Reawaken America Tour in Las Vegas, Nevada. So if you want to learn more about that, it's August 25th and 26th. And Jim, you've participated in a lot of great venues and a lot of great shows throughout your career. But for our events, what we do is we let people name their price. So if you're listening, you can get to Las Vegas August 25th and 26th. You can name your price. And we'll have thousands of people. It's going to be a blasty blast. And you can learn more at time2freeamerica.com. That's time2freeamerica.com.
Clay, I know this is out of your realm, so I want to thank you for joining the bunker. Just so everyone knows, these are just...
In due time, we'll join you again.
Take care, brother. Have a
good
one, guys.
Take you.
So, again... You got to know the devil to know how to fight the devil. You got to know evil to understand evil and how it works and how deep evil can run. I've seen pure evil in my lifetime. And it's not a good thing. But you know what I've seen more of? Pure love. Pure love. And whatever made these people demons, whatever brought them to such horrific, horrific thought process to make them do the atrocities that they do and continue to do. Watch that Ricky Schroeder video that's out there. You can stay in denial all you want, and that's okay. That's okay. You may choose to not look, and that's okay. That's okay. Keep light alive. Bring the dark to the light. Bring it to the light. Because love is the only answer. It really is. I don't know what happened to these sick individuals, but that's exactly what they are. They're sick. They're sick. And there's a lot of sick being promoted here in our country and around the world. And it's time to start promoting love. It's time to start promoting to stop the control, to stop the madness, to stop entertainers that are selling demonic messages. I want you to understand what this means. And if your answer is, maybe it's just a coincidence. Maybe it's not. All right, this was quite the bunker. I know the messages are going to be incredible. But remember, just theories, just a way to think, not saying any of it was fact, not saying anything was not fact. Not saying I'm right, not saying I'm wrong. Here in the bunker, I'm just saying. Much love to all you guys. Thank you for all you do for me. We'll see you out there on the road doing stand-up comedy. We're going to do this stuff, but stand-up comedy out there. Go to jimbrewer.com for all live dates. I do have Chicago, just outside of Chicago, coming up. I have Dubuque, Iowa, coming up. I'm working out material in Naples and in Tampa. And planning this tour for the fall and winter. I wish you all the best. Thanks for hanging out on the Bruniverse. Take a look around and what do you see?
Mark your day down tonight. We'll make it history. Hey, this is Jim Brewer, and I got my own Patreon page, and hopefully you'll check it out. Live comedy concert streamed once a month. Weekly, you host your own podcast, and you interview me. Early access to the Bruniverse podcast every single week, and have bonus footage and bonus segments. I promise you, I'm not gonna let you down. Go check out my official Jim Brewer Patreon page, and I'll see you there.
Part one, NASA.
NASA.
Then the NWO.
And then the...
Monsters Incorporated.
Cool. And is Clay coming on today?
Clay is here, yes. He's here and ready to rock and roll.
Awesome. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, whenever we're ready.
Cool, man. Let's bring you in. Let's do it.